FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
If all goes well, we're likely to see more interest rate cuts next year. That's according to an economist who's been reacting to the Reserve Bank cutting the repo rate by 25 basis points to 7.75% yesterday. It means the prime lending rate will be 11.25%. Interest rates have dropped by a total of 50 basis points over the past 2 months. Chief economist Davi Ruit says the cut will boost our economy.
Likely to support some economic growth. My expectations are for the Reserve Bank to cut at least by 75 basis points next year. Another 0.75 reduction in interest rates can be expected next year, and it could even be a full 100 basis points reduction. One has to be cautious and remember that things can go wrong. The Rand can suddenly come under pressure, or there can be some sort of international crisis.
National energy regulator NERSA is working on finding a new KZN venue for its public hearings into Eskom's proposed electricity tariff hike for next year. Today would have been the second day of the hearings in Durban. They were initially going to be held from yesterday at a Transnet facility by the harbour, but an 11th-hour venue change saw it move to the Royal Hotel in the CBD, which was too small to accommodate the hundreds of people who showed up yesterday. As a result, NERSA decided to postpone the KZN leg of the hearings. This man says the regulator wasted money.
To me, it's a wasteful expenditure because the food and everything is there and they're wrong. They must pay for nothing.
Hostel dweller Minentle Smanga says she was looking forward to having her say.
We are not happy because the meeting was cancelled. 50 of us was cancelled and the other 50 managed to get inside the hall. We are not happy.
Umgeni Mayor Chris Papa says the event was poorly thought out.
In suspending the meeting, they've said that they will consider what's going to happen if they can find another venue. But from overhearing what the board members were saying, it looks like they'll go to Gauteng or Johannesburg and then come back to do the hearings again in KwaZulu-Natal.
And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi as his new pick to lead the Justice Department. It follows his original choice, Matt Gaetz, withdrawing from the running yesterday. His retreat comes amid an investigation against him by a congressional panel, which was meant to release its findings on Wednesday. The House Ethics Committee is probing alleged illegal activity by Gaetz, including sexual misconduct with a minor, drug use, and misappropriating campaign funds, which he denies. The committee said it'll reconvene next month to further discuss the matter. Back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 30 degrees today, Richards Bay 35. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desin, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.